Let me welcome each of you on February the 2nd, 8:30 for the meeting of the Independent Citizens Commission. We have a couple of action items that we need to take care of, and I would trust that the commissioners have read your action sheet, and if we could entertain a motion for acceptance.
So moved.
Is there a second? Is there a second? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. And I'd like to call upon Counselor Brandon Robinson to kind of give us an overview as we prepare to adopt the discussions that we've had well over a month. Counselor Robinson.
Thank you. Well, you all have a copy of a draft, the proposed initial review and recommendation. I know you've all been emailed copies and have made some edits. So under the Constitution, we have to today adopt an initial, or propose, or I'm sorry, do an initial review, plus make recommendations to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Pro Tem on the per diem, mileage, and expenses. You all have a copy. I will direct you. The proposed salary adjustments start on page 10 of table 3. Those are the ones you voted on Friday. Those are included in table 3. The recommendations start on page 11, 12, and 13 to the Speaker. What you'll need to do, if you all are willing or ready to accept this as your initial review, we'll need to vote to accept this as your initial review and also your recommendations to the Speaker and the Senate Pro Tem, and also your proposed salary adjustments. Once you do that, we can move to the next item. But my thought would be that you all, if we have any discussion about this, we can do that first.
Okay. Any discussion from the commission? Commissioner Hill.
Should there be some concern about how this is written related to the acceptance of the inclusion of expenses? Because
where are
they're
you?
Not required.
Page 14.
They're not required. We're just making a recommendation.
Right.
So if they choose not to accept that, should this be a little more clarifying that salaries would be set at $25,000?
I based that on what I heard Friday, but I mean, this is
no, what you wrote in there is what we did talk about. But after reading it, I'm just throwing it out there for conversation. Should it be a concern that what if they decide not? What's our recourse in resetting the salary if they don't accept
if they don't accept the collapse of the expense account of the 14-4 is the question. We're not trying to make two recommendations, but really our recommendation of 39-4 was based on the collapse of the 14-4 expense. And so it's a sort of a technical question.
Commissioner Barry.
My thought is to avoid it being two recommendations that, you know, are in the way the constitutional amendment reads. I think our recourse is to come back anytime we choose and reduce it. It would be limited to 15%.
Well, that's the issue. But it would take you 2 years to get back down to 20.
Well, not necessarily, because if the 15% is not annual, it's every time we meet.
Right.
We can go down 15% every time we meet. We can meet anytime.
Is that the way it reads?
That's the way it reads.
Right.
Okay. And we can meet anytime we want to. So you could incrementally get it back down over the course of a few months. You'd have to, you know, take into consideration the fact you have to give a 30-day notice period and or public comment period and all that.
Okay, you guys want to meet some more?
No.
Clarify.
No, but I think we do have some recourse. It's not wouldn't be fun, but we do have some recourse.
Okay.
Any other comments?
I know we've had that discussion some, but I thought we basically kind of clarified that the public comment period would allow enough time for the General Assembly to accept or reject the initial recommendation. So I think that will happen prior to our March 2nd, hopefully March 2nd meeting, where we would, well, I guess the March 2nd is the public comment, and then a few days after that, I think we set the...
March 5th.
So hopefully all that will happen prior to March 5th.
And I was actually going to ask you later to move that back a week, but I'll talk to the final meeting, so we'll...
Another question, I mean, you referenced that this is a code, this base expense, so are they going to have to legislate that?
Well, we're working through that now. We'll have to be with the speaker, but it is referenced, there is a statute, yes. But they're in session, so they can change the code.
Can I answer your question, or at least from my understanding of it? And I've tried to look at the law that surrounds even the creation of this commission. We've got a recommendation, both as to salary and the ancillary reimbursements, and it's been passed. We're not a state agency. We are a creation of the Arkansas General Assembly by statute. In other words, that's now a final vote by recommendation to the public for its comment. So what I'm trying to say in its simplest form is we have the opportunity over the next 30 days, if that's what we want to do, by way of reconsidering the vote. But there is nothing in the language of the Constitution that creates us, or in the mandate of what's the next step, that we're obligated to re-vote this morning, to recast another motion which calls the vote into question. I just don't think that's constitutional legal. All we're doing today is, really, it seems to me, the proper motion is you put this on the table. If it gets a second, then you get to discuss the contents just like you're doing now. But the vote is whether or not it is now going to be sent over because it's been passed.
And it is still an initial review, so we can make changes in 30 days.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Now it's time for it to go over there to the assembly and go to the public and say, here's our recommendation, here's what's been passed. For 30 days, we're going to propose it, put it out there for public comment, however we're going to choose to do that. If we had some money, I think we'd probably go out there and try to meet somewhere else outside of here to try to get more comment, but we don't have the money for that. So anyway, I hope I've made it more simple rather than more complicated.
I think that's exactly right. I'm just asking for you to adopt this initial review and recommendation so we can put it out and send it to the speaker and the president.
If this is any consolation, Commissioner Hill and Commissioner Berry kind of touched on it. I have some ideas about discussing with you all in the future meetings and subject matter and some things that we can kind of help tighten ourselves up with. But I think everybody would admit that an initial kind of a meeting of this magnitude takes some time to take shape. So there will be some other meetings. Okay. Any other input or remarks? Commissioner Berry?
I just have a typo on page 9. Mm-hmm. There's the bullet point. Citizens should be citizens of that last bullet point.
We'll get that fixed.
So, okay.
There's one on 6.
Okay.
It's the last paragraph, actually the last sentence. The commission did not limit its analysis to this comparative group, but did feel they provide an appropriate basis.
Get that one fixed also.
Other corrections? Counselor, you may want to address the second page.
Yes, some folks had inquired why I didn't specifically put in Speaker Gillum's name and President Dismain in the first page. And the reason is because, unlike at the time, the speaker was, and this is at the will of the commission. If you all want me to do this, just tell me and I'll go back and put it. But because those have changed, I left those just the title. But I can certainly go back and change that, or I can eliminate all names and just make it Chief Justice and Governor.
I think you ought to include the names, put them in parentheses. Leave the titles in, but you put who were in the personal names.
Okay. Any other observations?
And same for page two as well, with the titles, the names.
Okay. Now, certainly, with the understanding, this will be the previous speaker and the previous, okay.
Other observations?
On page 12, on the mileage recommendation, and this, man, you may want to leave it like it is, but I would just say where the current mileage rate is reimbursed at the current federal rate, and then have your footnotes address what the current amount is. I mean, I may be wrong, but that's...
Are you in the table or in the paragraph?
The table.
Okay.
I mean, with gas at $2, I would think that they're going to revise that at some point this year, I would think.
So change it to the current federal rate instead of having the specific numbers?
That's my thought.
Okay.
Just in the event that changes at some point. It seemed like back years ago when gas went from 2 to 4 that they increased it pretty significantly.
On page 3, initial review, that first sentence, there's one specific changes. Probably just on a strike, they are to review. It is review of the salaries, period.
Which paragraph?
It's the under initial review.
Second, yes.
Yeah,
second.
Under initial review, one of the specific charges is moving forward. What's your recommendation?
Was to complete an initial review of the salaries, period.
Not the...
I'm going to say they are...
I got you.
Welcome to Can of Worms, now I've got...
Okay.
On table 4 on page 11, I have the same concern that Mr. Tipton does about the mileage. That $150, I mean, that's tied to the federal rate, that could change.
And in the table?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's the current federal rate for Little Rock is what that is.
Okay. And then half on the other, instead of 61, half?
Well, it's not half, it's the meals and incidental expenses.
Yeah, well, it's the federal rate for...
For meals and incidental expenses, it's not
the half. $150 is including $89 for hotel. Which is...
Yeah, it's the GSA rate.
GSA.
So I guess I need direction on what to put. The GSA rate?
Yeah, the current federal rate set by, what is GSA? Government...
General Service Administration.
General Services Administration.
Okay. And then would that apply also to the within 50 miles?
I think there you would say the current GSA rate for meals and incidental expenses.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? That's going to change on a regular basis.
Or you can say, Counselor, with no lodging.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Current federal rate excluding lodging. That's easier way to say.
Okay. So eliminate the numbers.
Right.
Gotcha.
I mean, you might want to put the numbers in a footnote, say current numbers are this and this.
Okay.
Other observations? All right, hearing none. The floor is open for action regarding the initial review if there's no other discussion.
I just have on page 6, I think it's just grammatical, first sentence, the second commission salary discussion was the fact that public service is a noble calling. I probably would recommend was take out the fact that public service is a noble calling. You're missing A there.
Okay, and we make sure to follow.
Yeah, it's minor.
You were lauded, you weren't you? You were lauded.
Okay.
That's all. With that, I would move the mission of the Independent Citizens Commission as corrected, dated February the 2nd, to the Arkansas General Assembly.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion and second, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nays? Then the motion carries. Counsel, anything else?
Does that motion do what you need?
I think we probably need, he said the recommendation, just for my benefit, we also do accept the initial review. I think, and maybe, did you say initial review, Mr. Banks? Maybe I just didn't hear.
What do you mean? I'm not sure I'm following you.
Did he? I thought you said we'd accept the recommendation and not initial review.
Oh, initial review, what, I mean, the document as written in its entirety.
He read the document.
Okay.
Including the date.
I just want to be clear, got it.
This is all you gotta do. Okay.
Okay.
Next, I have provided you a copy of a proposed notice to be run in the newspaper for 3 days. Y'all, if you have any changes, you can certainly change them. This is, as I mentioned, I'm asking the commission to adopt this and let us start a 30-day public comment period for these proposed adjustments. You can see here, this would run in the legal section of the newspaper for 3 days. And I would need a motion and vote for us to begin this process and publish this notice.
Rather, the recommendations, we don't have to notice those up either? Or we don't have to notice the recommendation?
They go to the speaker and the Senate pro tem.
Well, I mean, going back to just the prior discussion we've had, I know we can't do anything about it, but you know, particularly the General Assembly, I just wish we could somehow tie those two together, but to make sure everybody's aware that the proposed 240% increase is contingent upon the elimination of those expense reimbursements.
I think we can do that verbally in the motion. That would be a part of the official record in our acceptance of the notice as well.
Let me pay. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm gonna pay more careful attention now. What are you doing now?
Well,
we're talking about the notice. That's the document that we're talking about. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So as I read the notice, if I haven't paid attention to if I'm a general citizen, hadn't paid attention to the process that's taking place, and I'm looking down through here, I'm going to see that member of the General Assembly was getting a $15,800 salary, and it's going to $39,400. There's nothing along with this that would indicate that again is contingent upon the reduction of $14,000 worth of expenses that's in the case.
Well, y'all, let's be sure.
Yes, sir.
Let's be sure we remember this now, that we don't create unnecessary issues, not that this is not an important issue. We're constitutionally mandated by law to either adjust or leave alone the salaries of all these different constitutional officers. And if it's after the public comment period, if we reconfirm what the salaries are, then 10 days later when we file it, it is the law. They don't, the General Assembly, except for public comment, cannot by law change it and say we're not going to accept that. As we already know, the rest of the recommendations are recommendations in conjunction with the salary. There is no legal mandate from us to them saying that. You follow me?
Well,
yeah, but I don't care if we change the language.
But can there be a footnote?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
That's
a good point.
Is that what you like, is a footnote indicating
let me recognize Commissioner Tipton.
Yeah, and I just, I wanna...
But don't be creating a law that's not there.
No, 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 no. I just wanna clarify for the purpose of the notice is for the general public.
That's right.
Right? So that's what I'm struggling with. I want the general public to understand that, that going from 15,000 to 39,000 is contingent upon the elimination of $14,000 worth of salary, expense reimbursement.
What if we put an asterisk there?
I don't know that you can use the word contingent.
No, you can't. That's...
Commissioner Berry?
I don't think we can say contingent. And what we're talking about here is a, you know, legal notice we're gonna publish in the newspaper. It needs to be as clean as it can be.
Yeah.
Straightforward as it can be. Otherwise, we're gonna run into legal problems for not giving a good enough notice. I hate to start adding footnotes, especially, I don't know how you do that in the newspaper. And it does refer, you know, to the...
Okay, okay.
To this and gives a link to the website or a, you know, the URL for the website where, you know, people can go look at this, where it's clear what our recommendation is. I just don't think we have the power under the constitutional amendment to make it contingent, and I don't want...
Okay, that's fair.
And that's exactly right.
That's fair.
Here's all I'm trying to say. I'm not in any way trying to squelch or cause it to narrow the notice to the public for them to comment good or bad.
Right.
But the mandate under the Constitution by the creation is we give reasonable notice for the public to have an opportunity to be heard. And we've all agreed that we are willing, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chairman, we're willing to go along with the 30-day notice that was, that's under the state administrative act. We're not a state administrative agency. We don't even have to do that if we don't want to, but that's what we said we wanna do, and so let's do it. But I agree, we need to keep it clean.
Okay.
Even if they get a negative inference, we have to listen to something, you know?
And I do think maybe at the public hearing, we can clarify in our discussions and relate it to the questions. Commissioner Hill, did I see you? All right, any action, Counselor, that we need for this? Is there a motion?
Publish.
I make a motion to publish the notices written.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second. Any further discussion? Not. All those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nays? Motion carries. That it?
Two more issues.
All right.
In figuring out the requirement from the newspaper to get it in the paper, it's gonna take a little longer than we thought, so we may not be able to get it published tomorrow. So I was gonna ask the commission to consider moving your March 5th date for your final comeback after the public comment period, your final meeting after the public comment period, a week, moving it back a week to the week of the 9th, just because that'll allow us more time to get it in the paper, because technically, the language says it starts 30 days from the date of publication. So that would give us a week's wiggle room if the commission could do that.
So your recommendation is to move the date from March 5th to March 9th?
Or any time that week.
Okay.
Actually, only the 9th, 10th, and the 13th are available here.
Okay.
That will not change the public comment period, which is set for March 2nd.
Right.
So that would...
It would just change the date that we come back at 8:30. I'm good any day but the 10th. Cannot do the 10th.
So we're going from the 5th to the 10th? Is that what we're talking about?
Feel to the 9th, I thought.
Any day you choose.
I'm good with the 9th.
9th, good? No?
But I'm not gonna change it.
Okay. 9th, good?
No, I'm not. Is there a day that week that's good?
It's okay. I'll work around this, support, get this finished.
13th, the only day that's good for me.
13th is good.
Is that a Friday?
Hey, I was born on the 13th.
Huh?
Not the day of superstition, yeah.
You're gonna come all the time, you struggle on me, I'm not gonna tell you.
Is it 13th?
13th's good for me.
Yeah.
13th's good?
Good.
All right.
8:30 on the 13th?
Yes, sir. Do you need a motion for that, for the official record?
Yes.
All right. Commissioner Hill, I think recommended the 13th, and I heard Commissioner James says okay, so that's the second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nays, motion carries.
One last thing, this is just for your information, and I emailed this to you. You all have a copy of Senate Bill 177. I always make it a point to just, if it affects any of my clients, I give you a copy of it. This is legislation that's proposed that would essentially, it would be an amendment to this constitutional amendment that would add prosecuting attorneys to your charge and would require you to set the salaries of prosecuting attorneys. Again, I'm just providing this to you.
You just provided it to us.
Yes.
I wondered about it. You know, prosecutors are constitutional officers. I wondered what it was either. Well, we'll have to wait and see what.
Right. All right. Is that it? All right. Commissioner Hill, any parting comments? Okay. Commissioner Graves? Commissioner Banks? Commissioner Tipton?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner James? Commissioner Berry?
I just want to thank these two. They've gone above and beyond. I know everybody understands, but thank y'all very much.
And all of you on this.
They've done more than your assigned duty, so I appreciate it.
I do have a few comments if I could have a personal point of privilege. I want to thank you for your efforts in serving on this newly formed commission. We have been charged with an awesome and, I believe, high and unique responsibility, and it has not been an easy task. We debated the issues and reached common ground. So I want to thank each of you esteemed commissioners for your input and for the privilege of serving as your chairman. Furthermore, I want you to know that I commend your professionalism, your dignified behavior, your commitment to the process, your respect for one another, and your dedication. There has been the development of new friendships and respect forged as a means to accomplish our initial goals. Is this a big change? Yes, it's a big change. However, I am convinced that we did have vision, courage, and faith to trust one another to achieve our objective. Thus, the initial report to me is a pragmatic, realistic, and sensible start. Permit me on behalf of the commission to thank those individuals who came before the commission to present us with pertinent data, to express their ideas and their concerns, and those who gave the commission relevant facts regarding our monumental task. Finally, on behalf of the commission, our deep appreciation and thanks to Attorney Brandon Robinson, Assistant Attorney General, for his indispensable counsel, as we sometimes moved with difficulty to do our work and stayed within the law. And thanks to Melanie Jenkins, who has been very patient through this entire process, and she has done a stupendous job of coordinating all facets of our meetings and our meeting preparations inside and outside the Capitol. Also, thanks to Auditor Andrea Lee and her office personnel folk who've worked behind the scenes to support us. Commissioners, we found a way to be united for a common cause of service. May God bless each of you as we move forward to the process. Is there any other business of the commission?
Just housekeeping, review FOI and us.
Okay, just a general overview of everything. Okay, well, just to remind you all that, we have maintained the public, we have made sure that all of our public meetings are compliant with FOI, but so moving forward, we'll continue to do that. But again, any commission related business, you all should refrain from emailing each other back and forth or even discussing that amongst yourselves outside of a official public meeting that's been noticed up. Even though we're going into the public comment period, because it could be construed as a public meeting, and that would be a violation of the FOI. You've all been very good about that, and I commend you all. It's not easy to not discuss this or email back and forth. You've had a lot of documents emailed at you. Along those lines, if you'll continue to get a lot of emails, I suspect in this public comment period, Melanie has told me we've already got 20, so there'll be more comments coming in as this goes along. We'll continue to forward those to you. Please don't reply to those at all, especially not reply all. You know, if you need to reply to one of the staffers, do that, you know, directly, and that way you avoid any implication that you're deliberating amongst yourselves. Again, with your state email, that seems to be the easiest way to respond to these, is we just print off any business that you have sent to you or any communication you have sent to you on your state email. So my recommendation is you just continue to limit any commission business to your state email, that for ease of responding to these FOIs, because again, any communication, if it's requested, the public is entitled to review it under the FOI.
On the comments that we're receiving, are one of you acknowledging them so they know that they're being received?
Do we need to do that? What we're trying to do is put a link on the website, kind of like a Twitter feed, so it'll just, everybody can read the comments, everybody can see the comments, and it's open to the public. That's requiring a little more work than what we thought. So eventually, hopefully we will, but as far as replying to each email that comes in, nothing.
I am, we're gonna keep everything, and if you get any individual emails, I would ask you to keep those. Just from a pure legal standpoint, I wanna make sure that we have a record of all the public comments that come in so that there can be no discussion that we didn't consider them. So if you do get individual ones, just if you would make sure to keep track of those so that if we have to produce all the public comments for some future, if there were a legal challenge, we would have those.
So if we receive something in writing or an email, just forward it to the commission.
Yes, that might be the easiest thing to do is send it to the commission email. Yes, sir.
I'm not going to be checking that website very often, so what if we have a special call meeting? How will we be communicated with? Because I'm not going to be looking at that.
Are you going back to work?
I'm just saying, I'm not going to check it every week or anything, so how would we be communicated with?
Well, a telephone call at least.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else for the good of the whole? Commissioners, thank you for our initial report. We are adjourned without a motion.
So, I guess are you hearing much from the public yet on kind of what folks are hearing about these initial numbers so far?